The other sort of combination that people have talked a lot about and is being looked at in a couple of groups is docetaxel and capecitabine. You have MD Anderson looking at that in their sort of neoadjuvant slash adjuvant trial. And you have U.S. Oncology, and that's a really interesting one to think about in view of what you're saying about B27, because that is AC docetaxel versus AC docetaxel plus capecitabine. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about that strategy? I know at one point you all were talking about looking at capecitabine and docetaxel and, you know, neoadjuvant, et cetera. What are your thoughts about that regimen?
Well, we are at this point, and we've been talking a lot about our B40 trial, which is a replacement for B27. And at this point, we feel like the docetaxel capecitabine metastatic data is very compelling. Anytime you have a survival advantage in metastatic disease, usually that translates into some benefit in the adjuvant setting. So at this point, we still feel that the docetaxel or taxotere is still an appropriate drug for continuing investigations. So we're going to continue with the B40 using the sequential AC taxotere as our control, have a second arm using the taxotere capecitabine combination following AC, and also then a third arm of taxotere gemcitabine to look at that combination there as well following AC.
Is that actually what it's going to be? Because I've been hearing about that study for a while. Is that what you finally came up with?
The concept has been submitted and approved by CTEP, and we had told them we wanted to kind of really look hard at the B27 data before we responded back. And, you know, our feeling on 27, when you look at it, doing exploratory analyses, you do see things like in clinically node-positive patients, there is separation of the curves. So there are some subsets that we think probably should no longer be included in neoadjuvant studies. And this is, you know, not our work alone, it's work from others. I think there is this broad sense that ER-positive patients, while they do occasionally have a PCR, don't do it very often. And if that's your primary endpoint, does it make sense to include them in a study? We're not saying that they should not receive neoadjuvant therapy. Clearly, there are some large ER-positive tumors where chemotherapy can be very helpful. It's just that in a neoadjuvant trial, with that as your endpoint, does it make sense to include them? So we're looking at modifying the eligibility criteria to say ER-negative or ER-positive with high nuclear grade clinical nodes, trying to really have the kind of patient where PCR is likely to be there.
And you still feel, you know, enthusiastic about the study with the AC docetaxel and variations in view of what you're seeing here with B27?
Yeah, because another thing that you hear oncologists comment about, and this is something I struggle with, is that the paclitaxel does seem to have more neurotoxicity than docetaxel. And the problem with docetaxel has, of course, been the neutropenia, the infections, and so on. And now that prophylactic cytokines have become so commonplace and are so effective, there's that sense that if you add a cytokine to it, that maybe you'll have a very effective, safe drug that's, you know, comparable to paclitaxel without the neurotoxicity. You know, the notion that taxotere is clearly better than paclitaxel, I think, has been changed with the results of B27 from our perspective. But we do not think that it is a regimen that is no longer worth continued investigation and that we would, in a sense, drop. So we would like to continue to work with it in our neoadjuvant situation so we can look at the taxotere capecitabine, because ultimately, you know, our problem is we're getting so many drugs that do have activity in some patients. I think ultimately what we need to do is figure out how to identify the predictive factors. Certainly patients where taxotere is probably extremely important drug, but there are others where it isn't doing them any good, and it's working towards that. And this is where we feel like our neoadjuvant program is particularly important in, you know, treating patients uniformly, collecting tissue, correlating PCR with what we see to try and develop the predictive factors so we can get the right drug in the right patient.
This concludes the first CD. For more from the interview with Dr. Geyer, please turn to the second CD.